Dr. Pinsky dictating at Mount IME on ERR YCK Shepherd SHEPPARD. Eric Shepherd is a 33-year-old Mount who reports he entered his back at work on two occasions. For the first time was on 11/26/20 when he was digging up dirt with a shovel and lifting heavy equipment. Period. On 7/26/21, he was lifting a toilet and also injured his back and legs. Period. He did not go to the emergency room. Period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a herniated and bulging disc. Period. He had injections without help. Period. He did not undergo any surgery and completed a course of active treatment in May of 2022. Period. In paragraph, per the treatment record supplied, Mr. Shepherd was seen at patient first on 11/30/20, complaining of low back pain. Period. He had intermittent problems with his back over the years that never required testing or treatment. Period. He does a lot of lifting and in awkward positions due to working as a plumber. Period. 4 days ago, he had to lift very heavy things several times. Period. By the end of his shift, his back was bothering him significantly. The next morning, he was very stiff and had burning in the lower back. Period. He was examined and learned about lumbar x-rays that showed mild scoliosis, common degenerative change, common mild loss of lordosis, but no evidence of fracture. Period. There was disc space narrowing throughout the lumbar spine. Period. He was diagnosed with lumbar strain and prescribed Flexeril and Voltaren. Period. On 12/4/20, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. D'Isabella. Period. He learned Mr. Shepherd had been employed by the insured for the past 9 months, leading to the first event. Period. Dr. D'Isabella diagnosed lumbar pain and left lumbar radiculopathy. Period. He referred the petitioner for physical therapy and prescribed him prednisone. Period. He followed up here frequently over the next few months. Period. Scratch that. On 12/21/20, Dr. D'Isabella deemed he reached maximum medical improvement and could do his job. Period. The patient stated he had pain in the low back, but it has greatly improved. Period. He rarely has the radicular pain in the left leg. Period. He did not start physical therapy because it was, quote, not arthritis, period, end quote. He stated he felt well enough to attempt to go back to work. Period. New paragraph. He returned to Dr. D'Isabella on 7/28/21, stating he was moving a toilet to the side on 7/26/21 and felt a popping sensation in his back with burning in the front of his thigh. Period. He was diagnosed with lumbar pain and left lumbar radiculopathy, for which medications were prescribed. Period. An MRI of the lumbar spine was also ordered and completed on 8/3/21 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. D'Isabella reviewed these results with him on 8/9/21. Period. He described the MRI showing disc bulging at L1-2 and L2-3 with a disc herniation at L4-5. But there was also bulging disc at L5-S1. Period. He was being referred to pain specialist Dr. FitzHenry. Period. In that regard, Dr. FitzHenry saw him on 12/3/21. Period. He prescribed Cymbalta and discussed epidural steroid injections. period at follow-up on 3/25/22, he reported 10% improvement with 3 times per week physical therapy period. An epidural injection had been instilled on 1/18/22 period. That juncture, his pain was little improved, if at all, since the work accident in November 2020. Appeared this was despite transforaminal injections and physical therapy. Appeared Dr. Prince Henry then suggested a surgical consult and discharged him from care. Appeared new paragraph on 4/8/22, he was seen by a physician assistant in the same office named Mr. Ferrara, F-E-R-R-A-R-O, period. He also diagnosed lumbar spine pain and left lumbar radiculopathy, period. He noted an EMG was done on October 21, demonstrating no specific lumbar radiculopathy. Period MRI also demonstrated degenerative changes from L5-S1 with facet arthropathy and foraminal narrowing. Period had diffuse generalized numbness upon exam throughout the left lower extremity that was nonspecific in nature. Period his symptoms were very vague and nonspecific. Period he had tried and failed multiple forms of conservative treatment, but does get some transient relief with interventional pain management injection. Period. He was referred for a repeat MRI of the lumbar spine. Period. This was done on 4/16/22 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Shaw reviewed this MRI with him on 5/3/22. Period. He referred the petitioner for lumbar x-rays and a CAT scan, period. He thought there was evidence of concordant neural impingement and concordant neural irritation on his MRI scan and EMG findings, period. He did undergo CAT scan the lumbar spine on 5/6/22 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Shaw reviewed these results with him on 5/10/22. Period. He thought the petitioner's signs and symptoms were most consistent with lumbar internal derangement, common lumbar radiculopathy secondary to neural impingement from L4 through S1. However, he has morbid obesity, for which he would benefit from weight loss before attempting any type of surgical intervention. Therefore, he deemed Mr. Shepherd had reached a treatment plateau and referred him for a functional capacity evaluation. Period. New paragraph. On 9/23/21, he had a neurosurgical evaluation by Dr. O'Shea. Period. She learned of an extensive work history dating back to May 2005 when he began working at Acme. Period. In 2018, he worked at a door and window hardware replacement company as a warehouse associate that required heavy lifting. Period. He also had worked at Kennedy Hospital doing nighttime housekeeping between 2011 and 2015. Period. From March through October of 2019, he worked for Buds, B-U-D-D-S, Pools, a job which also required heavy lifting. Period. From November 2019 through January 2020, he worked as a butcher. Period. Since 3/6/20, he had been employed as an apprentice plumber for Roto-Rooter. Period. Dr. O'Shea reviewed the available records and performed an examination. Period. She wrote he was morbidly obese and the excess weight prematurely aged his spine as the MRI showed widened vertebral bodies from L1 through S1 as well as hypertrophied facets at all levels from L1 through S1 and aging advanced degeneration of his discs from L1 through S1 with associated bulging. These findings predate November 2020. The work incidents temporarily exacerbated his underlying pre-existing advanced arthritis. She recommended physical therapy and weight loss, as well as a home exercise program. She also discussed the possibility of an EMG. Unrelated to the work injury, she recommended a workup for left hemisensory loss to rule out intracranial lesion or other etiologies such as multiple sclerosis. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. He had decreased pinprick sensation on left inner ankle, but this was otherwise intact. Soft tissue sensation was intact throughout the lower extremities, including the left inner ankle. Paired cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He walked with a broad-based gait, but no assistive devices. He was able to stand on his heels and toes. He changed position slowly and was able to squat and rise. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 55 degrees with tenderness. Right side bending was mildly limited to 20 degrees. Left side bending, extension, and bilateral rotation were full without discomfort. There was mild tenderness to palpation in the midline at L5 as well as the left upper buttock area in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. And then he would not participate in supine straight leg raise maneuvers. He complains of having difficulty in his right knee, secondary to compensating for his left. The seated straight leg raise maneuvers were negative. Impressions. Eric Shepard alleges to have been injured his low back on 11/26/20 and then 7/26/21. He was first diagnosed with lumbar strain and initiated on appropriate conservative therapeutic measures. This brought him a significant amount of relief, and he was cleared to return to work. In fact, he told Dr. Isabella he felt ready to return to work. Nevertheless, he returned several months later, claiming a new injury, and that he had never improved after the first incident on 11/26/20. He did undergo lumbar MRI studies on 8/3/21 and 4/16/22 to be inserted here. He also received pain management from Dr. Fitzhenry and spine surgical consultation from Dr. Shaw. Dr. O'Shea also performed a neurosurgical consultation. She appropriately expressed how Mr. Shepard had a prematurely aged spine due to his morbidly obese body habitus. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Sitting straight leg raise maneuvers were negative bilaterally. He declined participating in supine straight leg raise maneuvers. He had attacked soft touch sensation in the left lower extremity, but decreased pinprick sensation on the inner ankle. New paragraph, there is 5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back regardless of cause. End.